Back, our next guest is one of Ireland's greatest fiddle players. He's played for four US presidents. He's also worked with the Rolling Stones and Elvis Costello.
Earlier this year, he was awarded the 2018 TG Cat Grantham Cole Musician of the Year. And before we chat to the man himself, here is Frankie Gavin with his brand new band, Provenance.
Frankie, great to have you, sir. Thank you very much. Excellent. The highest accolade, really.
Well, the thing about it, when it was announced earlier on this year, Frankie, I said, Frankie can't be getting it again. Because I thought you got it before.
Oh, I got something years ago. I don't know what it was.
You've had many awards along the way now.
Get the odd one.
That was a great night, wasn't it? In the Opera House.
That was wonderful, yes. Absolutely, yeah. That was a special night. And, of course, President Michael D being there and everything. That was the icing on the cake for me altogether, I can say. You know,
Frankie, it goes back, we were saying you paid for how many presidents?
Four presidents.
That's like, who's the fourth? How far back? JFK, when you were only a baby, a Bob Oak. Do we have a shot, I think?
Yeah, oh mercy.
This is unbelievable.
How did that come about, Frankie?
Tell me, everyone. That's myself at the end there, Noreen, my sister.
Sisters.
Yeah, Marion and Sean, and that's my dad then. And I think he's got the American flag in his hand.
Uh-huh. As he does. And what do you, is it a tin whistle?
It was a twistle, yeah. I think it was five or six at the time. Six.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and where was that?
That's outside Carol Hitchens' house in Salt Hill. You know, Carol and Celine.
Yeah.
There's a lovely risen platform there, and you might say a natural stage, so.
Yeah. Do you remember that, Frankie? You were so young.
I do. And everything was in black and white.
Do you actually remember being there?
I swear to God, yeah. Well, I remember the first time I got a tin whistle as well. I got a tin whistle for my fourth birthday, and I remember that vividly.
Mm-hmm. No way.
I don't remember much since, Mara.
Neither do the rest of us, but anyway. I think it's fantastic to have that memory going back. So that kind of musical almost memory as well.
Yeah, well, it is, of course. But I mean, my sister and our two sisters and brother, I mean, they've been so much a part of my musical life as well. You know, my parents were wonderful to us, and my mother drove us all over the country, you know, all the flowers and everything.
Was there a load of music in the house then?
We had visiting musicians that would come in, and then the Tom O'Hare Cayley Band might arrive at the house with the great Eddie Maloney, the great flute player from Norway.
Oh, goodness.
They'd arrive like rock stars, you know, they'd have their few pints before, because we had a small thatched pub in Carndonagh. So they'd arrive for their couple of scoops before we got up and played. In for a Cayley, you know?
Yeah.
But it was extraordinary, you know?
Very fond memories, though. But it's great to have people like that coming into the house, and all of a sudden they're part of the furniture, but they'd walk in and out of the house like a dog would come in and out.
Yes, indeed.
And then,
of course, we'd go down to Headford to meet up with the Canes.
That's really funny. We were just talking.
Sean was with us.
And he was saying the same type of thing that you remember, and he was saying how it used to go in age up the stairs, that you'd be sitting on the stairs.
Yes, down the stairs.
It's really interesting. So then that was it. So the tin whistle, was that, when did you go into the fiddle?
When I was 10. With the encouragement of my brother Sean, he said the fiddle will go a lot better with the accordion because he's a box player. He said the fiddle will go a lot better with the box than the tin whistle, and I suppose he was right.
That was the first band, so Frankie, was it?
I suppose, yeah, family band, yeah. But he really encouraged me quite a bit and exposed me to lots of different great fiddle players, particularly I suppose Tommy Peoples and Sean King.
Yeah.
And then later on, I became infatuated with all the music from the 1920s. You know. Which I have a musical 20s project coming up soon as well, which we're playing at the All-Ireland.
Great.
Yeah, with Martin Murray and Carol Heshen and Emma Corbett and the whole gang. So I've sort of roots here, there and everywhere. I'm particularly fascinated with the music of the 20s.
More strings to your bow.
I suppose, yeah. I'm just all over the place and busy out at the moment.
So you leave the family home then, and then where did the transition to from part-time musician, playing at home, playing in pubs, to, hang on, I've got to do this for a living?
Well, I used to play at the piano with Eddie Maloney and Vincent Keegan in O'Reilly's pub in Galway when I was 13. I was there
in Salt Hill.
It was actually in Foster Street Mall in Galway, opposite, we'd say, Morty Rabbits in Galway. But that was the first Irish music pub in Galway, and that's where I started playing on the weekends. And from there, I just knew then from there on you know, school was kind of, well, a bit on the boring side anyway, and I just didn't enjoy school, you know. But I loved music, and I just decided, no matter what, I'm either going to teach music or I'm going to play it for a living. And sure enough, Did Annan started when I was in 50 or basically.
God, that was amazing, wasn't it? We often talk about, with so many different musicians we've had on the show, Donal Lunny and various people, and Jay Donan, it's just a phenomenon that changed Irish music forever, I think.
Well, we certainly had quite an impact on it, and of course, we were decorated with great musicians and, of course, phenomenal singers. We had the best singers in Ireland.
That's right, yeah. With Dolores Cain was with you for a while.
Mary Black, Dolores Cain, Maura O'Connell, Emma Shanley, Tommy Fleming.
Yeah. I think it was the right people at the right time, though, Frankie, wasn't it, coming together?
Yes, it was. I remember hearing Dolores and Mary doing an interview not that long ago, and they said when they were both of them were in the band at the same time, and they said they laughed for 2 years. So it'll be.
Well, that's a good
brilliant.
Thing.
Yeah. Isn't it a great
fantastic.
Thing to say?
It is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was very happy.
So I suppose that was, you know, going to put you on the map forever, wasn't it, really? Like, there's no coming back when you have the success of Jay Donnan.
Yeah. Well, the first hit song we had was with Dolores singing The Ramblin' Irishman. Mm-hmm. The next big hit we had after that, I suppose, was the song for Ireland. But I think somewhere in between we did a version of Hey Jude, which was Alex's suggestion, and it was a great idea. Yeah. So we kind of... A lot of the old faithfuls of traditional music didn't think they weren't that approving of it, you know.
But you have to push the boundaries, frankly, if you want to make an impact.
You do, and it made a remarkable difference. It just railed in a whole new following to the music, to Irish music. You know? So once you get if you have a 3-minute piece of music that captures the imagination of the audience or the public, once you get them into the concert, you can play anything to them. Then you know
you have them captured. They literally captured the audience.
Palm your hand type of thing. You know,
it's a great
old trick. I'll tell you.
We'll do that one more.
I think we do that every time. We're talking about the Rolling Stones, and
they're on tomorrow. So.
Yes, they're on tomorrow, and you got a message, I believe.
I did indeed. Yeah, I got a very nice message from Ronnie Wood,
Actually, we have to listen to it.
This
traditional musician of the year 2018. Well done. Couldn't have gone to a better chap.
He's quite a ticket, I'll tell you that much.
I'd say they're fun, are they?
They're wonderful. They're wonderful people. Great lark, great musicians. Very interesting, very well read people, of course. You know what I mean? Yes. People think it's like rock and roll style. Should they just go and crack and all that? Not really. I mean, Ronnie's a fantastic artist.
His art is lovely.
They have indeed. So, I mean, they came to Galway. Well, they came to Oopford about 25 years ago with their families, and they were in Sweeney's Hotel, and a friend of mine was on her honeymoon from Canada, or from Seattle, rather, sorry. And they said they wanted to hear some good Irish music, and she said, well, I know somebody who lives down the road. And 25 years later, we're still the best of pals.
Still friends.
And you've kept in touch with them over the years.
Absolutely.
And all that.
I've stayed in their houses in different parts of the world. And
Are you going tomorrow, yeah?
Oh, I don't know if you can be sure of it.
Yeah. We might actually video live Skype you tomorrow from
Can we capture you?
I'd be only too delighted.
Oh, we'd love that. And tell me, we were discussing on the show the other day, it's like, oh, you know, they're getting a bit old, la la la. I mean, I think they're unreal. Concert tomorrow, do you think it'll be as good as any other concert they've done?
Yep, absolutely. Well, I saw them in Amsterdam only last August, was it September? Right. August or September, and it was like pure rock and roll. They're lively, I'll tell you.
There was a piece on the news last night, it was definitely on YouTube, of Mick Jagger running around the stage in Croke Park.
Oh,
and he was booting it.
Yeah.
He does yoga every day and all that, doesn't he?
He does, but he runs about 8 or 10 miles every day as well.
No way.
Does he?
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Still?
Yeah, yeah. Fit as a fiddle, if you'll pardon the pun.
Fit as a fiddle in a new band. Yeah. Tell us all about this.
Yeah, the problem is, well, it's a great team of people. The Sorica Costo and Aideen Iwakin and Kira O'Brien. They're from Clare, Mayo and Dublin, respectively. And then Brian McGrath on the keyboards and George Grasso, who lives in Galway. He's a fantastic Greek bouzouki player from Santa Cruz in California.
Oh, lovely. It's a different sound.
There's a great sound over there.
There's a beautiful sound, and it's just like I'm surrounded by fantastic fiddle music, you know what I mean? So I'm in fiddle heaven, really, you know?
And it's there as well, with you, Frankie, and Alfred.
Well, we're having a ball, you know what I mean? And can I mention a spot or two that we're doing over
there? Of course.
So we're playing in Marley Park on
Saturday. That's right, this Saturday.
So that's Dunleary Rathdown are running that. They're putting on this beautiful event in the walled gardens of Marley Park.
It's a lovely venue.
It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
You're New Ross as well, frankly.
We're doing New Rossin on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and...
The 3rd of June you're in the town hall, because I'm going there.
Good man yourself,
I'm going
yes.
there.
The 3rd of...
3rd of June, yeah. Yeah. Tip Coley in Galway, the place that Frankie played. Now, they put on a good show every year,
it's
don't
they? It's an annual party, really, yeah. You know, celebrating... the home of traditional Irish music in Galway, right. You know, and yeah. That's Sri Coley's, it's the place, yeah. It's my favourite place.
Now, when you're talking, they know how to do a party there, Frankie, and we both know that.
They do.
I put it to both of us from Stephen's Day that we can't show on television.
Great tea and sandwiches.
If you really want them, then you have them for you.
And the odd boiled egg, you know what I mean? But so that on the town hall on the 3rd of June as well, so that'll be a real sort of homecoming, and Don Stiff is going to be there with us.
Really? Well. Donald's on with us as well.
Yeah. This year, of course. I met him at the wedding.
He sang herself up the aisle and both of us down it. He did a great job. Frankie, thank you very much for coming.
Great to see you again.
Great to see you. We'll put all those tour dates up on our own Facebook page. Check it out.